What was with all of those Bigfoot encounters in the 20th century? You're listening to The Joke. I'm your host, Sophia Fletcher, and this is episode number 31.
We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
One of the most intriguing phenomena of the 20th century was the sudden spike in reports of encounters with Bigfoot. From the Pacific Northwest to Florida, people claimed to have seen a large, ape-like creature lurking in the woods. But was there any truth to these stories, or were they simply the product of an overactive imagination?
The origin of the Bigfoot legend is difficult to trace, but some believe it can be traced back to Native American folklore. Many tribes spoke of a giant, hairy creature that lived in the forests and occasionally interacted with humans. This creature came to be known as Sasquatch, and it's possible that early settlers in the Pacific Northwest adopted the legend as their own.
Regardless of its origins, the Bigfoot phenomenon gained momentum in the 20th century. In the 1950s, a group of loggers claimed to have seen a large, hairy creature while working in the woods of Northern California. They later found massive footprints in the area, leading them to believe that they had encountered a previously unknown species.
The incident sparked intense interest in Bigfoot, and soon other reports of sightings began pouring in. In the following decades, there were numerous accounts of people encountering the creature in the woods, with many describing it as anywhere from 7 to 10 feet tall, and covered in dark fur.
One of the most famous cases of Bigfoot encounters occurred in the late 1960s in Northern California. Roger Patterson and Bob Gimlin claimed to have captured the creature on film while traversing the woods on horseback. The film, known as the Patterson-Gimlin film, has been analyzed extensively over the years, with some experts claiming it is proof of the existence of Bigfoot while others see it as a hoax.
Despite the supposed evidence, many scientists remain skeptical about the existence of Bigfoot. They point out that there is no conclusive physical evidence of the creature, such as bones or hair samples. Others argue that the supposed footprints could be the result of a bear or other large animal.
Still, the belief in Bigfoot persists. In fact, some enthusiasts have dedicated their lives to searching for the creature, often organizing expeditions to remote areas in order to find evidence of its existence. Some have attempted to communicate with the creature using a variety of methods, including calls and recordings of supposed Bigfoot vocalizations.
So what's the truth? It's difficult to say. While there have been countless reported sightings of Bigfoot, there is no definitive proof that the creature exists. However, the legend of Bigfoot continues to capture the imaginations of many to this day. Whether it's just a myth or a real creature waiting to be discovered, the legend of Bigfoot is sure to continue to fascinate us for years to come.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Sophia, and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of The Joke and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.